So, Hare Krishna, I want to greet all of you. We are ready. Today I have the great, great fortune to narrate to you a conversation which took place between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. In this conversation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Lord Nityananda the sacred order to start the mission of sharing Krishna consciousness. And we will hear exactly what happened when Lord Nityananda received that sacred order. We will hear of miracles, we will hear of kadamba flowers blossoming from lemon trees. We will hear about human beings tearing out huge old banyan trees with a particular energy which they have received from Lord Nityananda. Stories of empowerment, stories of crying and fainting, and because some of you are foodies, also stories of amazing preparation, sweets made from Ganga mat and condensed milk in which cakes swim, everything will be there. But to start and invoke auspiciousness, I request you to again join me to chant the 12 names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and afterwards the 12 names of Nityananda. Yes. Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanyo.
Gaurango Dvijanayaka.
Gaurango Dvijanayaka.
Jatinam Dandinam Chaiva.
Jatinam Dandinam Chaiva.
Yasinam cha shiromani.
Yasinam cha shiromani.
Raktam baradara shrima.
Raktam baradara shrima.
Navadvipa sudakara.
Navadvipa sudakara.
Prema bhakti pradaschaiva.
Prema bhakti pradaschaiva.
Shri Sachinandana Stata.
Shri Sachinandana Stata.
And now the 12 names of Lord Nityananda. Nityanando Vadutendu.
Nityanando Vadutendu.
Vasudha Pranavallabha.
Vasudha Pranavallabha.
Janaviji Vitapati.
Janaviji Vitapati.
Krishna Prema Prada Prabhu.
Krishna Prema Prada Prabhu.
Padmavati Sutta Shriman.
Padmavati Sutta Shriman.
Shachinandana Purvaja.
Shachinandana Purvaja.
Bhavan Mato Jagatrata. Rakta Gora Kalevara. Nityananda means he who embodies eternal bliss. Avadhutendu, the moon of divine madmen. Vasudha Pranavallabha, the beloved and the life breath of Vasudev. Janavi Jivita Pati, the eternal divine husband of Srimati Janavi Devi and the maintainer and sustainer of her life and soul. When Janavi saw for the first time Lord Nityananda, it was clear in her heart that she wanted to be with him as his beloved wife. However, social customs forbade this combination. Nityananda was an ascetic. He was not married. He was an avaduta, a personality who had jumped out of the formality of society. And Janavi's father, Suryakela, said this combination cannot be. So as a result, when Janavi heard that her father and uncle were saying, our exalted daughter cannot be married to this personality outside of any norm, she fainted. When the doctor was called, he took her pulse and said, she's on her deathbed. She will never rise again. Then Janavi died. Her family members were shocked. Within hours, their beloved daughter had left her body out of separation from this unusual personality, Lord Nityananda. So they put a white cloth around her. They tied the white cloth with a rope to her body, you know, around, and put her on a veranda waiting for an auspicious moment to carry her to the Mother Ganga and give her a water burial. At that moment, involved in deep feelings of love for Krishna, Lord Nityananda passed on the street outside. He was chanting, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura.
Gaura, Gaura, Gaura.
And Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
His eyes were slightly reddish, and a constant stream, comparable only to the stream of Mother Ganga, came out of his eyes. And the most enchanting bodily fragrance emanated. This bodily fragrance was carried by a wind through the air, and the fragrance entered the nostril of the dead Janavi. She stirred or moved in the white cloth. People said, she's not dead, she's moving. And she rose up. She freed herself from the white cloth. And with tears of the most sublime love, she chanted, Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. Her father and uncle thought this marriage must be. There is no reason to stop it. So, therefore, one of the names of Lord Nityananda is Janavi Jivitapati, the eternal divine husband of Srimati Janavi Devi and the maintainer and sustainer of her very life and soul. Krishna Prema Pradai, he is bestowing ecstatic love for Krishna. The way he does it, you will hear this, is quite amazing. We have heard of infections that are transported by the breath, by perspiration, by curses, but this is the most sublime achievement for the human being. It's the infectious love of Godhead, and that is transferred by Lord Nityananda through his moon-like glances. Yes, you have properly, you have heard properly, he is like a rising moon, and his glances are like the rays of the moon that fall upon those who come into his vision. He is Prabhu, the Lord and the Master of the devotees. He is Padmavati Sutta, the dear son of Padmavati. You must know, Padmavati was a very exalted lady, the wife of Nitai's father, Hadai Oja. And when Lord Nityananda left the house, only 12 years old he was, Padmavati said to him, "If you leave with that sannyasi and move on to the holy places, the life will move out of my body." At that moment, Nityananda had opened his hands like this. Like actually this. Not like this. Like this. And all of a sudden, Padmavati saw a wonderful deity. Some say a deity of Lord Nityananda, some say a deity of Bankima Roy, some say a deity of Krishna. A deity manifested, and Lord Nityananda said to his mother, "Beloved mother, you will never be absent from me. Whenever you feel my absence and you feel sadness in your heart due to that absence, go to this deity. It is with you. I'm leaving you myself. I'm giving myself to you. And you can talk to me. You can feed me and I will eat it, whatever you prepare for me." In this way, he is Padmavati Sutta, the dear son of Padmavati. Shriman, he's splendorous, of transcendental majesty. Ah, you will hear how his devotees could see his majesty when he was sitting on a golden throne. He is Sachinandana Purvaja, the older brother of Mother Sachi's son. That son is known as Sachinandana. Bhavan Mota, he who is maddened in overwhelming ecstatic emotions. Sometimes Lord Nityananda was so transcendentally ecstatic when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "Nityananda, from where are you coming right now?" He would say, he would answer, "No, today I will not study the Bhagavata." Nityananda, "Will you dance in kirtan today?" Nityananda would answer, "I've just eaten my meal." Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I'm asking one thing and you answer another thing. Are you mad?" Nityananda would smile. That was his answer. He is maddened in overwhelming ecstatic emotions. Jagatrata, the savior of the universe, and Rakta Gora Kalevara, he whose complexion is golden, tinged with red. Those of you who want to know about jewels and gold, you must go to Ananta Gauranga. The Ananta Gauranga can tell you, when you take gold and you heat it and heat it and heat it and heat it and heat it, the gold takes on a reddish shine that is so beautiful. And that is exactly the color of Lord Nityananda. Rakta Gora Kalevara, he whose complexion is golden tinged with red. But I didn't want to talk about this. I wanted to talk about the auspicious beginnings of Lord Nityananda, how it all started, how he gave love of Krishna. My hope in telling this katha, this narration this evening, is that you will all open your hearts for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And today, before going to rest and disappearing in dreamland, you will have a Nitai moment where you pray to him, where you receive his blessings in your heart, and where you start to reset your life and become blissful, ecstatic human beings. Hare Krishna. So, my dear devotees, when Lord Nityananda was sent by Lord Chaitanya to Bengal, he said, "No, how can I leave you? I stay with you in Puri." But Lord Chaitanya said, "If you keep the treasures of love for yourself, you and me will be known as misers. You have to go." So Lord Nityananda went to this house which you see here. It's the house of Raghava Pandit. This is the entrance to the house. We had our photographer coming there. It is here inside the house. I'm sorry, the gates are still closed because they wait for the katha of Lord Nityananda to open. Because the katha, the talk this evening, will bring you through these gates into the inside of this amazing property. This place is interesting for many reasons. It is the place where Lord Nityananda first manifested his divine opulences, and as the next photo shows, there are beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna, two sets of Radha and Krishna, and Ladu Gopal, because, you know, do you see his right hand? There is a Ladu inside. And that has a special reason. It is a Ganga Ladu. Ah, what is that? The next photo will tell you. In this place, the devotees are known to worship Prasadam. It was here where Lord Nityananda came and organized a huge festival of rice, and what was it? Rice and condensed milk. And here the devotees come from all the villages to bring the rice and condensed milk. And it is here where Lord Nityananda danced between the rows of devotees. There were so many devotees at the feast that some of them sat in the Ganga up till the belly in the water and ate. It was so tasty. During that time, Lord Nityananda went between the devotees and took from each plate a little morsel of food and threw it in the air. And everyone who looked at it saw at one stage the morsel of food was disappearing. He took another morsel of food. Disappeared. He took another morsel of food from another blissful devotee who began to chant, "Gora, Gora." And he threw it and again disappeared. My dear devotees, during this feast, Lord Chaitanya personally appeared in an invisible form and accepted the food which Lord Nityananda threw in his wide open ecstatic mouth. Hare Krishna. But there's something else going on in this place also. There is a very, very chaste woman. She is the sister of Raghava Pandit, the owner of this place, and her name is Damayanti. We have one Damayanti with us who is an excellent cook of chocolate cream cake. But Damayanti, the original Damayanti, whom you see here in the picture, was cooking 12 big sacks of food which were brought from Panihati, this place, to Puri, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. And throughout the year he ate from Damayantis and Raghava Pandits Jeras. Jeras means sex. Sex, no, I don't say it properly. You know, what is it called? Sex, no, is it? Not sex, but is it same? Sack. You're very joyful for no reason. This is a pronunciation issue. 12 sacks, which were sent. And these are the preparations. They are still here. They are amazing. They are usually made with, one is made with peepal. That is, all the foodies become now interested. that is a kind of pepper. Some are made from ginger. Others are made from, you can make a sweet from Ganga mud. It has to be very, very fine mud. It is, I once ate it. It's a sweet you can't stop eating. Some are cakes which are swimming in milk, but I don't believe they sent this, because these sweets were lasting for one entire year. So they were first put in these clay containers. These are the original containers, and from there they were brought into these sacks of Raghava Pandit, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate them. There were 10 monster sacks with sweets. You know, that was a loving offering. Do we have another? No, we don't. I think this is the last. Near to this property flows the sacred river Ganga, and every year now, in commemory of the visit of Lord Nityananda to this place, there is a rice festival where, you know, millions of people come. There are cooking pots as big as boats in which the preparations are made. And it's a must-go for all the foodies amongst you. It is very, very wonderful prasadam. And it is said to this day, this prasadam is blessed by Lord Nityananda. So I wanted to just show you that what you will be hearing now is about a real place with real people, and it is something which will help you in your ecstatic relishment or appreciation of Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare. traditional melody. I request you to see yourself in one of these beautiful boats drifting down Mother Ganga and coming to this place of miracles, which you will hear about in a moment. So you are now not in Goloka Dham. You are not in a full temple room. You are on the boat and you have all the time in the world. There's nothing for you to do. Not even checking your emails or what is the WhatsApp messages. And you sing this beautiful tune. Please do sing. Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 And sisters, listen to a meeting that changed the course of the world. After this meeting, nothing was the same any longer. It's the meeting of the divine empowerment of Lord Nityananda's spreading love of Godhead. Please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Sunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had appeared in human-like form, sat before Nityananda alone. There was no one to hear. Listen, O magnanimous Nityananda. Immediately leave Puri and go to Navadvip. I have promised with my own mouth that I would drown everyone, even the fools, the fallen and the sinful people, in a flood of love, Krishna Prema. But if you remain here, like a hermit, keeping a vow of silence and concealing your enthusiasm to save others, then who will deliver the fallen souls? It is you, and through you, that my divine love is bestowed upon others. Please tell me, if you restrain yourself, if you keep yourself, if you keep for yourself like an old Hare Krishna member, then what is the use of your incarnation? If you want to make my words prove true, then go at once to Bengal, deliver everyone by giving prema bhakti to the fallen and foolish, to the low class, and to the distressed. Nityananda had few words. His heart was full of the impending separation, but Lord Gaura was his life. Whatever Gaura wanted from him, it was his life force, the energy by which he would conduct his life. So he collected his associates and he went with these 12 very powerful individuals who in a previous incarnations were all cowherd boys who sported with Balaram, and he made his way to Bengal. The names of these associates should be repeated by us again and again. Ramdas, Gadadhadas, Raghunath Vaidya. This is a doctor, no? Krishnadas Pandit. Oh, I could just jump up and down. They are so special. Parameshwaradas. And blissful Purandara Pandit. I don't know if these are already 12. Oh, there is Kamalakanta Pipalai. There are Miniketam Ramdas, and there are a few others. But before he sent them or made a journey with them, he made sure to invest his blissful, ecstatic inner energy into them. And while they were traveling, they were totally forgetting themselves. There was no end to the ecstatic symptoms in their body. They would laugh. They would dance all of a sudden. They would climb trees. They would stand in the flute position. They were absolutely a band of ecstatic lovers. My dear devotees, if you want to learn mathematics, go to school. If you want to learn love, go to the classroom of the lovers. Yes. Sometimes they walked very fast. They forgot themselves at other times. And most of the time, they went in the wrong direction. They often asked the local people, "Brothers, tell us, where's the route to the Ganga?" And they said, "Go like this." Because to reach Panihati, the destination, the place which you have seen in the slides, no? They just needed to follow the route by the Ganga. They needed to hit the Ganga and then go left. Nothing more. And when the banyan tree came, then they needed to go again left, and then they found the house of Raghava Pandit. But an ecstatic human being doesn't know left and right. Then again, they would ask people, "Are we on the right road to the Ganga?" And they said, "Alas, alas, you're on the wrong path. It's this way. You have gone that way. It's 6 hours which you went in the wrong direction. How will you reach the end of your journey?" when they were getting the proper directions, they once again turned in the right way, but they lost their path again. And this way, it took a month to reach. All of them were smiling. All of them walked along the road, hardly knowing their own selves. What to speak of roads? None of them felt the urges of the body. They didn't eat. They didn't drink. They had no fear of tigers. There were tigers on the route. And no distress was even close to their hearts. Completely merged in transcendental ecstasy, I cannot describe to you the unlimited pastimes which they performed on their journey. Have you ever seen people who are absolutely overwhelmed with love? If you have seen even one person who was not hiding it from you, you would immediately feel how what they felt came in your heart. I saw with my own eyes my own spiritual master sitting on a seat like this, a little bigger, in Mayapur. And as he sang Jayaradha Madhava, he all of a sudden froze. He closed his eyes. And everyone was silent. There was not even a harmonium. Not even a ragini. We all looked at him. And we all felt the same feelings as he had felt. They were transmitted transcendentally and ecstatically. So finally, Ragini started again. Harmonium started again. Nityananda Prabhu and his associates arrived at the house of Raghava Pandit. Every year this Raghava Pandit would go to Jagannath Puri. His sister Damayanti would prepare varieties of sweets for Lord Chaitanya, and Raghava Pandit would take them in, would take these sacks in baskets, huge baskets, to Jagannath Puri for the Lord. These bags are or baskets are well known as Raghavera Jali, say? Raghavera Jali, or the baskets of Raghava. Srimad Mahaprabhu would relish these preparations throughout a whole year. Now, when they arrived in the house of Raghava Pandit, Nityananda started a kirtan. At that time, there were three famous kirtan brothers. They were known as the Ghosh brothers. It was Madhava Ghosh, Govinda Ghosh, and Vasudev Ghosh. And they would sing together, and Lord Nityananda would begin to dance in this kirtan. My dear devotees, there were no better singers, and there have not come any better singers into this world than these three. They were already singing in Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And they were very dear to Lord Nityananda Swarup. So, when the I like this so much, I hope I can keep my enthusiasm for myself. So when the supreme powerful Nityananda, first of all, you must know, he was very high in size, the small Bengalis looked like dwarfs in relationship to him. He was really, really high. And he had this effulgence. So he looked at everyone and then he smiled first, like a little child. And then the supremely powerful Avaduta would begin his dance. He was the Lord of Dance. As he put his steps on the earth, Mother Earth would shake in ecstasy. The ground was moving. He chanted the holy name of Lord Hari. When the people saw his towering figure, towering means it was like a tower so high, and when they saw his ecstatic dances, they were struck with wonder and could not understand what they saw for even a moment. Then, at times, he glanced at these people, and whoever received the ecstatic glance of the Lord would fall on the ground fainting. You know, when an electricity bulb gets a lot of high voltage, it just discontinues its function. So when a normal human being who's not naturally on the state of the highest love receives a high dose of love and ecstasy, he falls on the ground. But that's a happy position, you know, it's not something bad. Would you like to fall down on the ground from ecstasy? Of course. It is described, this dancing and chanting of Nityananda marked the auspicious beginning of Lord Nityananda's deliverance of the fallen conditioned souls. Vrindavandas Thakur says he would dance for a long, long time, manifesting all the signs of ecstatic love of Krishna. My dear devotees, when we in this world dance in kirtan, the first symptom which we might feel is that we lose our being self-conscious. Oh, I'm dancing like this, and I hope someone makes a video about it and puts it later on my Instagram. No. When you chant and dance, the first sign is you lose your bodily identification. Hare Krishna, our priests are closing for the day, or you will open again? Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Ram. Jaya Nityananda Ram, Nityananda Ram. Nityananda Ram, Jaya Nityananda Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radhe. Thank you. Hare Krishna. After the kirtan, Lord Nityananda said something very, very special to his devotees. He said, please now perform my abhishek. He was at the beginning of something great. When you are at the beginning of something great, you should make a great gesture, a grand gesture. So the abhishek is that. So he was sitting on a golden throne. Somehow they got a golden throne. I don't know from where. And all the devotees quickly arranged for clay pots with which they went down to the Mother Ganga, to the river Ganga. They filled it with water, and they took it. They put some perfume. Someone had perfume or some nice scents, like we could buy in the streets of Tehran. There, I bought some good perfumes for our deities when the world was young and peaceful there. And they put it in the Ganga pots, and with great satisfaction, they poured the scented water over Lord Nityananda. And as Ganga rolled down on the transcendental body of Lord Nityananda, the Lord looked so beautiful. The devotees who saw this water coming endlessly, there was an umbrella over the head of Lord Nityananda. They chanted on all sides, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Yeah, I was more ecstatic. Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
And they recited also suitable mantras which are to be performed during the Abhishek. Idam Achamaniya Klim Nityanandaya Namaha. Idam Achamaniya Klim Nityanandaya Namaha. Kling. No, it has to be Kling. Yes. Nityanandaya Namaha. Kling. Nityanandaya Namaha. See pictures of Ganga water flowing down Lord Nityananda. Oh, Kling Nityanandaya Namaha. Oh, Kling Nityanandaya Namaha. After the abhishek was completed, the devotees dressed Lord Nityananda in new clothes. What was his preferred color? Blue. Why? Yes, I hear it in the whisper. Because it's the color of Lord Krishna's transcendental body. Lovers like to be reminded of the person they love all the time. Therefore also Srimati Radharani likes to dress in blue, and Krishna likes to dress in what color? Golden yellow. Yes, you know. Yes, lovers like to remember the beloved. They applied sandalwood paste on his body. This looked very beautiful, you know, spots of sandalwood paste. They built little islands on the body. And they decorated his broad chest with a garland of blue beautiful flowers and also tulasi leaves. So as Lord Nityananda was fully dressed, he often had his hair in a top knot. Can you see there? And there used to be a row of pearls at the bottom or at the foot of the top knot. He has also pearls here, but our ISKCON artists don't dare to share with us how he really looked. He had jewels on his body, really massive jewels everywhere. There's one thing here, he had finger rings. Now, you don't need to imitate this, but it is good also to know about it. Finger rings with sparkling diamonds. I mean, these were jewels, my dear devotees. What else? Different garlands, different, and an iron rod. I think in the painting, it's a little cut here, there is a red iron rod, which he would go like this and stomp the earth, and everyone knew Nityananda is coming. He had also one earring. The other earring, which he doesn't have, you know, he left in Mayur Desh or so. And I have seen that earring. It is a transcendental earring. That means it's full of consciousness and it grows. It's now this size. I have seen it with my own eyes. He's real. More real than you think you are. Hare Krishna. I can't stop to make my remarks. So then everyone gazed at him, looking so extraordinary, really, so much in, how do they say in America, in style, you know. As he was there, he made an unusual demand. He said, "O Raghava Pandit, yes, yes, my lord, is there anything I can serve you with? Yes, I wish to have a garland of kadamba flowers. Have you seen kadamba flowers in Vrindavan? Some look as big as tennis balls. I mean, they are big like this, and then they have spikes. You know, they smell very delicate, very subtle. And they grow at a certain time and not at any other time." So Raghava Pandit said, "My lord, this is not the season for kadamba flowers. We have no kadamba flowers." "No, no, you go and see. Maybe one or two flowers are available." So Raghava Pandit couldn't say two times no. One time was enough, he felt. So he went into his, you know, you saw in the house, there is a gate and then there's a lot behind the gate. So he went to a garden part. There was a lemon tree, and this lemon tree was full of kadamba flowers. Wow! So he quickly made a garland of kadamba flowers and gave that to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda smiled and said, "All of you, smell the air now." So he said, I see some of you are smelling, you know, you may not smell this, but... So the devotees looked at each other. Does the Lord hint at us that we should smell now the fragrance of the Kadamba flowers? He is more subtle. That couldn't be the reason. And as they began to smell, they could smell mixed in the flavor of the Kadamba flower another flavor which came from another flower. This flower is called Dhammanaka. Yes, it is the favorite flower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, divine personalities enter our perception in very subtle ways. You can, for instance, smell divine fragrances, or you can hear divine sounds. You don't see anything as of yet, because they're announcing themselves through sound, through fragrances, and so on. Who of you has gone around Govardhan Mountain? Have you noted that sometimes there is a very unusual sweet flavor in the air? At first you think someone is burning incense somewhere, but no one is there who burns incense. It's a fragrance which comes from the Shilas themselves, from their transcendent body. And many, many devotees who have not just run around Govardhan in order to complete their 24 kilometers or how long it is, but who have gone in peace, who have stopped at places, who have heard about Krishna, have suddenly smelled these divine fragrances, especially at Govardhan. I'm not saying this alone. I have many god brothers with whom who have told me, and I said, I have never noticed anything. I'm from Hamburg. I'm very gross. You go and you open your senses. And when I went, I smelled. Yes. Everyone could smell the scent of another wonderful flower. The aroma of the Dhammanaka flower filled the 10 directions. Nityananda Prabhu immediately began to smile and said, "Listen, oh brothers, can you tell me what you are smelling?" They folded their hands and said, we smell flowers of wonderful fragrances, but nothing special. Then Nityananda, out of his causeless mercy, began to pull the curtain of illusion, and he explained the most confidential subject. He said, "Listen, all of you, to the mystery, for you must come to know this truth in detail. Today, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here from Neelachal. He is wearing this flower garland. He wanted to hear our kirtan. It was him who wore a garland of Dhammanaka flowers and sat under that tree there, unseen by others. The four directions are filled now with the aroma of that wonderful garland. To see your chanting and dancing, the Lord gave up all other affairs. He came from Neelachal, and now we request you, always, always sing the glories of Krishna, because then and only then you will attract Lord Chaitanya. May all of you forever glorify Sri Chaitanya Chandra and be fully immersed in the ocean of Krishna Prema. In Vrindavan they say, people who have drowned in the ocean don't speak. In the same way, those who feel love of Krishna and have drowned in love of Krishna don't speak about it. Very nice. Saying this, Lord Nityananda shouted loudly in all 10 directions, Gaura Hai!
Gaura Hai!
Gaura Hai! Now we have 3 directions, then 7 more to go. Gaura Hai!
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 Yes, it was much louder. My dear brothers and sisters, next we will hear about how Lord Nityananda empowered people with love of God and how he will empower us with love of God. But before this, we must chant a little bit to get ready. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
my dear devotees, this was only in preparation for what is coming now. In our Krishna conscious philosophy or practice, we actually want more that Krishna sees us than that we see him. Because when the eyes of the Lord fall on someone, there are prayers about this, the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. Stavaraj means the king of prayers, or the Krishna Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. When either Radha or Krishna or Nityananda or Gauranga, they look at you through their glance, a special substance gets transferred. There are sudaka. Yes, sudaka is the Sanskrit verse. It is kara, it does something. Sudaka, as far as I have heard, it does something very special with you. Prabhupada has said many times to us, don't try to see Krishna, try to act in such a way that Krishna sees you. Yes, yes. Through prayers, through service, we act in such a way that we are seen. And this glance of the Lord is something else than when a glance falls on you. When I was a child, I saw a movie. It was about a troubled lady who went, I think, to the end of a mole to drown herself, jump into the water. She had experienced so much suffering. Then a young man, an officer, came to the mole, and for a moment the lady turned around and looked at him, and the entire pain of the world, the entire realization of the world came to this young officer who was changed forever. I think she didn't drown himself, but it was not a typical love story that they... I don't remember it also so clear, but I heard they needed to make 200 shots of that actor who turned around and looked with such a meaningful, you could say, pregnant glance that would change the life of that young officer forever. So Chaitanya so Lord Nityananda also looks in a very special way, but this is different from that movie looking. It will, when you are touched by that glance, your life is changed forever for the best of you. What do you think? This is the deeper understanding of taking darshan. You go to the deities. Yes, of course, we are normal people, so we want to see the new dress and the new thing and the new... But the real idea, a deeper dimension, is that we want the deity to see us and touch us with his magical glance, no? And you will now hear, this is at the very end of this katha, what Lord Nityananda did. When he was sitting there, there was the two flower miracles had happened. The first flower miracle, what was the flower called? Kadamba. Second, Damanaka. That was when Lord Chaitanya appeared. No? So that was very, very, very empowering. Leelas, and now Lord Nityananda will glance at his devotees. It is said by Vrindavan Das Thakur, wherever Nityananda Mahashai mercifully glanced, he showered love and devotion. Anyone Nityananda looked upon would fall unconscious due to ecstatic Krishna prema. But the eyes of the Lord did something else. Some of his associates started to suddenly feel empowered and so energetic that they climbed trees, and as the kirtan was going on, they danced on the branches, on the leaves of the trees, and nothing broke. Others, what is it, jumped down from the tree, from a huge... They were all right. And they ran into the forest and they ripped out large trees with their roots. And another devotee, I think our Amarananda has a little of his sentiment, went into the forest to bring betel nuts. But he wanted to serve all the devotees, so he was pulling out 5 betel nut trees, brought the trees and distributed betel nuts into the mouth of all his devotees. Also, many devotees showed symptoms, ecstatic symptoms of love of God. Some shed tears. Woo! Some became stunned. Others were breathing heavily. And still others were perspiring. Some of them, their hairs started to stand on end. Others were roaring loudly. That's allowed in Krishna consciousness. They became pale. That means white in their face, like this. And some roared like lions, I'm reading here. In this way, they showed symptoms of ecstatic love. Would you like to hear a little about the eyes of Lord Nityananda? First of all, they were reddish, and then they were framed, or around the eyes, they had lines of kajal. Have you seen men with kajal? They look extremely charismatic, as if they are dancers ready to go on the stage, no? Nityananda smiled constantly with these eyes, and tears came down from his lotus feet. Lotus, what is it? Eyes. He would loudly shout, Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Yeah, it was a little louder. Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Sri Krishna Chaitanya!
Overflowing with prema, his eyes rolled constantly without an end. I have one disciple who rolls very beautifully with the eyes at times. It is something to see. And he would then chant, his whole body would be soaked from the tears from his eyes, and there was not even a sesame seed of restraint in him as he chanted loudly, Gaura, Gaura, Gaura! My dear devotees, how much bliss flowed from his heart. This bliss took on the form of tears. The tears floated everywhere. Yes. And he glanced at people so that all that, I'm reading here, all their grief and sin and their suffering was cut. It is said by Vrindavan Das Thakur, we are often bound so that we are a little blocked, no? That is, some suffering is there, some blockage, some sinful desires are having a knot on our heart. So Lord Nityananda, glance was cutting these ropes of suffering, and people felt freed. My dear devotees, simply by remembering, that comes later. So we will end here. Lord Nityananda was personally overwhelmed with the ecstatic love of Krishna. He transformed all the devotees into living images of himself. He constantly engaged in the chanting of the holy name and spread this to all sections of society. And he encouraged all the devotees to follow his example, worship Krishna, follow Krishna's instructions, and sing Krishna Krishna. Such was the example of his distribution of ecstatic love of Krishna. Hare Krishna, oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please sing Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, oh Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna. I thank you all really very much for participating in this. Yes, we have heard before some of these details, but a katha or the glorification of the Lord is something that happens in the now. It doesn't happen in the past, or for the one who listens, there's not the past, there's not the future, there's only the eternal now through which he tries, she tries, to join with the pastimes of the Lord. We hear when they are properly narrated based on the acharyas. This was from Vrindavanas Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat and Nityananda Charitamrita. When they are told like this, that they have an effect. What we do need to do, though, is to say stop to our mind, which races with so many things. A constant thought of the mind is, what will I do in the future? Another thought which is constant in the material mind, do people like me? I think they don't like me. That's a second. It's a habitual thought or default mode of thinking. We constantly are out for validation from others, and we're thinking, how, wie komme ich an? You know, how, what do people think of me, really? And we feel out of place as our mind tells us, I don't fit here, they don't like me. There's a mind, constant talk. And then in this way, there are two other default modes or habitual thinkings. When our new book on meditation comes out, you will find, you can find out what they are. But the one who chants the holy name and who hears about Krishna stops his mind. He creates a vacuum, or no, let us say, a free space in his mind in which Krishna can come in. And as he or she associates with the Lord through the ear, the purification of the heart can take place. I must tell you, this day for me is a special day. It was interesting. When I was requested to take to the service of being a guru, I didn't want to do that. I wanted my freedom and not always serve others. Especially because I knew eventually they would become stale people. They would stop in their spiritual advancement. And I was not desiring to do that. But then I went to Ekachakragram, the place where Lord Nityananda appeared and where he had 11 years of his pastimes. And I sat for long hours before. It's called the Garbha something. It's a beautiful temple. It looks like a plinth, like a white construction before Lord Nityananda, and said, you are Balaram, you are the Adi Guru. Tell me what I should do, you know, do something. You have to give me the idea in the heart. Should I do this or should I not do this? And I felt after 2 weeks of praying and not really hearing any answer, something came at the very end, and I decided to do this. At that time, I asked an astrologer where was my, what's my Vedic birth time? I know my sun calendar birth time, what I have in the passport, but that is, you either calculate by the sun's movement or by the moon's movement. And by my nature, I'm more attracted to the moon. So I wanted to know my birthday according to the moon calendar. And then the astrologer came back, like a nurse who has the happy news for the waiting father. You have taken birth on Lord Nityananda's appearance day, when you came out of your mother's womb in the year 1900, I've forgotten. at that time, that was the appearance date of Nityananda Trayodasi. And since that time, I have tried to understand Lord Nityananda more. I'm forced to give, forced is not the right word, but on Nityananda Trayodasi we have this festival since a long time, it's going on. And I always want to find new materials about Lord Nityananda to share with the devotees. New things or new inspirations or new insights, and therefore, yes, I'm in a way forced to study about Lord Nityananda more and more and more. And what I find out is that the Western mind and also the Hindu Eastern mind is not prepared for ecstasy, really. They think it's strange, but this is the goal of life. This is the teachings of Nityananda. I have found out in my life that I'm afraid of ecstasy, of forgetting everything and becoming mad with love for Krishna. What will happen with my preaching programs and my projects, and ISKCON will not like me. When I'm mad with love, he has become useless. We always knew it. Institutions don't like such things. So, yes, but this day means a lot for me, and I'm very grateful that most of you stayed to hear this Nityananda Katha and shared some of my enthusiasm. Today I was sharing this pastime where Nityananda started his transcendental mission. From here he went into a tremendous forms of preaching. He traveled through the land and he was constantly surrounded by thousands of people. Yes, when he came, the villagers had they had a responsibility. They needed to feed Lord Nityananda's party, thousands of people, you know. But because of the ecstatic feelings of Lord Nityananda, the love which he emitted, yes, and his associates also emitted, people were just going out of their way to serve the Lord. We hear of one of these feasts of Lord Nityananda in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, no? the rice festival, which was financed by no one else than Raghunath Goswami, who was the son of a very, very, very rich man. You know, he had the money to feed thousands of people, you know. So, yes, I can only say from my own experience, please don't be afraid of Nityananda. In shortly after his time, Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote a shloka. In the shloka he says, if you see Lord Nityananda coming out of a drinking shop, what is it called? Pub. Our English guest, no, pub, you know. So you see Lord Nityananda holding the hand of a Muslim girl, do not criticize him. He is on a different level. He's in a different category. He's just different, you know. So that is Lord Nityananda. It is and he does this to reach out to the fallen sections of human society who would have no chance. I think he is but he always comes with Chaitanya together. No, you cannot think of him alone. They are like two halves, you know, in one, two in one. I don't know an example of two in one. Maybe a peach. Peach has two halves and they form one peach. Pfirsich. So that is Lord Nityananda. Do you like Lord Nityananda?
Yes.
Why? I'm asking. He is wonderful in this Adbhuta, no? Full of rasa, yes. Merciful, yes. Beautiful, yes. Like thousands of love gods he would look. So attractive. Ooh. I like very much as someone who tries. He has a space in his heart for even someone like me. That is what I like especially. He doesn't judge, because he is so full of ecstasy. Only people who are not in ecstasy, they judge. But a lover cannot judge. You know, he's different. He doesn't see bad things. He sees people try their best and they have their luggage which they take into this birth. But should they be judged because of carrying their karmic luggage. No, they should be encouraged. No. So with this, I want to end. I wanted to say my personal, my growing appreciation with Nityananda. In the beginning, I must tell you quite honestly, there's so much information about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and so on. And you have to really look for information about Nityananda like you look for the raisins in the raisin bread, you know. Few here. You really have to look and be interested to find them. But then when it comes together, and I felt what I could share with you this morning, the dance of opposites, no? That this is something very deep which we need to explore. A spiritual life takes place in the fragile dance of inconceivables. Let us not try to put everything into a little box, put a tape around the box, a few ropes around the box, and think this is spiritual life. It's much, much more. So I thank you all very much. I will look at the wristwatch now. Oh my God. Oh, that was, I forgot the time. That's a good sign, you know. But I hope I didn't keep you up too late.